Tonight is the fourth and final night of the Republican National Convention, and TV critic David Bianculli insists it's been a truly historic event, not for what TV has shown, but for where it has shown it and what it hasn't bothered to show at all.
I should start out by explaining how I watch political conventions on TV, because a lot of people, especially those people at network news organizations who are upset about my opinions, ask me how I can flip through all the channels and assess the coverage fairly. Here's my secret. No flipping. I have a video wall set up with 11 TV sets and 11 VCRs, so I can see everything at the same time. I can only hear three things at once without going nuts, but that's enough. By raising the volume on the individual TV sets whenever anyone interesting is talking, I can sample more than enough to run a fair taste test. So that's how I see it. Now here's what I see. For one thing, I see the same guests walking from one convention booth to another like they're running a soundbite relay race. Someone like Bob Dole or John McCain will pop up on MSNBC or Fox News Channel or CNN, then run the circuit of the other cable networks without a break. For another, I see the broadcast networks giving up so much ground, they've essentially given up. The arguments against blanket network coverage are simple and pretty persuasive. One, gavel-to-gavel TV coverage is provided both by PBS and C-SPAN, so political purists have access to the proceedings whether or not they subscribe to cable. Two, politicians of both parties have micromanaged these conventions to such a point that there's very little real news coming from them. And audience ratings for this current convention are so low that the networks can mount a strong argument that most people just aren't interested in watching. On the other side of the coin, though, is the argument that Americans can learn a lot about the respective parties and politicians by watching even an engineered convention. And also, since the broadcast network news organizations used to treat these events like political Super Bowls, they're still very competitive and high profile, even though CBS, NBC, and ABC devote less and less time to covering them. And that's where all this gets a little silly and stupid. Cable news outlets like CNN and Fox News Channel have nothing but time on their hands. So people like Jeff Greenfield at CNN and Britt Hume at Fox get to make all the points they want at their leisure. At CBS, NBC, and ABC, coverage the first three nights was shoehorned into existing news magazines or limited to one-hour specials. But because the broadcast networks have high-profile anchors and plenty of correspondents and political analysts on hand, the issue of exposure for the network people becomes more important than for the politicians. It can get absolutely ridiculous, as in this sample from ABC, when Cokie Roberts was reporting on the reaction to Colin Powell's opening night speech.
Again, reaching to the middle, reaching to women, reaching to moderate voters, talking about children, education, and then Colin Powell so dramatically talking about how the party couldn't just assume the mantle of Lincoln. It had to work for it. And people, I'm watching the faces of all the delegates from here, Peter. They were really moved by it and excited by it. I do think there's been something of a change, at least...
Now, I love Cokie Roberts, but this was more like Monty Python than ABC News. Here she is, commenting on how strong and moving a speech Powell is giving, while he's giving it. And we can't hear him, because he's being drowned out by her. CBS has been just as rushed, and NBC has been a virtual no-show, at least on broadcast TV. But if you turn to cable and the network's MSNBC sister network, you can see Tom Brokaw and Tim Russert holding court over the kind of coverage the big three networks routinely provided just 8 years ago. Wall to wall, with lots of time for coverage of selected speeches and entertaining analysis. CBS and ABC News are like racehorses that can't get out of the gate. They're in place, but they're no longer in the race. And NBC is running the way it used to, but on cable, where viewers aren't watching. MSNBC's ratings have been a lot lower than even Fox News Channel's. So even though Brokaw has found an escape route, it's a road to nowhere. And when he and the rest of NBC's A-team staff leaves, MSNBC becomes almost unwatchable. One thing MSNBC should do, starting with the Democratic convention in 2 weeks, is expand Brokaw's anchor shift another half hour. As it is, he leaves right after primetime coverage ends at 11, and that's when commentary and perspective are the most valuable. One thing CBS and ABC should do next time is to stop trying to squeeze convention coverage into existing news magazine slots. It doesn't work, and there's too little time devoted to conventions as it is. As for PBS, C-SPAN, CNN, and Fox News Channel, keep doing just what you're doing. The right viewers will find you. And for the apathetic ones, there's always UPN and WWF SmackDown. WWF champion The Rock did speak at the Republican convention last night, but it's the broadcast news networks that truly are caught between a rock and a hard place.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.